I'm Word Burglar, creator of The Last Paper Route and Word Burglar, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Word Burglar about his comic book plans, including The Last Paper Route for Artsy Fartsy Comic Con. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Taking place on April 21st, Artsy Fartsy Comic Con 2024 is a comic book and comic creator-focused series of events held in Toronto. Mainstream and independent creators will be on hand at each show to sell their comics, graphic novels, kids' books, zines, original art, art prints, and much more. Discover more about Artsy Fartsy Comic Con 2024 taking place at the Transat Club at artsyfartsycomiccon.com. Toronto-based and Halifax-native Canadian comic book creator Word Burglar is a rapper, voice actor for Transformers BotBots on Netflix, and last but no means least, a comic book creator. His humorous comic book, The Last Paper Route, was inspired by his teenage career as a Chronicle Herald newspaper carrier. Issue number 4 will be available for sale at Artsy Fartsy Comic Con. So without further ado, here's my chat with Word Burglar about his comic book plans, including The Last Paper Route, for Artsy Fartsy Comic Con. So, Word Burglar, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for chatting. I love a good comic-based chat.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a long time, so it's definitely worth catching up. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. At Fan Expo, and I believe whatever we talked about, we were around comic books.
Absolutely. So. Good chat. So, speaking of comic books, before we get all the questions, I'd like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
Oh my gosh, it's such a hard thing. It was probably a Spider-Man or an Uncle Scrooge. I was a child of the spinner rack 80s, and my earliest memories are grabbing. I have a song called The Spinner Rack, if anyone's interested in hearing the story in full detail. But it was probably Uncle Scrooge, an Uncle Scrooge reprint, or an Amazing Spider-Man. Although the first time I really remember getting my own comics from a spinner rack when I was just went to one with my older cousin, who was probably around 85, 86. And it was, I remember getting Rocket Raccoon part 4 of the 4-issue miniseries.
Wow.
and an issue of G.I. Joe. And then my cousin bought a bunch of Spideys, and those were my early memories. And, you know, I've been hooked ever since. You know, I never stopped. Good stuff. Little did I know Rocket Raccoon and Spider-Man would continue to be mega popular characters to this day, right? But
absolutely.
Rocket Raccoon went through a dry spell, I think, for about 20 years. But yeah.
That's true. Man, I miss those spinner racks. I remember at the general store picking out something and I just looked at the cover going, yeah, that looks like fun. Not knowing who was doing it or what was going on or anything.
Yeah. Well, I still remember reading, like, when I saw the Guardians of the Galaxy 3, spoiler alert, but there are characters from that mini series that appear in the movie. And I was like totally transported back in time. Like, whoa, I remember the walrus. And it was just like, and the miniseries is weird. There's like these crazy clown alien androids and stuff. And I did get it signed by Mike Mignola a million years ago.
Oh, wow. Nice.
He illustrated it. Yeah.
Oh,
another fun fact. Yeah. Bill Mantlo wrote it. Yeah. This is way, way, way before.
Yeah,
Mignola really made his mark anyway.
Before Hellboy, I bet. Yeah,
way before. Yeah, yeah,
wow.
He was still way before even his DC stuff.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah,
neat,
crazy.
Well, it is. Well, we're talking today because you're going to be tabling at Artsy Fartsy Comic Con.
That's what I hear.
That's what the internet is saying, and the internet doesn't lie. So there you go. So
exactly.
With that in mind, I'm wondering, what is it you like most about going to conventions?
Oh, I love them. You know, I was, again, being a kid who, you know, loved comics forever. You know, when I first discovered that comic conventions were a thing, I couldn't believe it. You can meet other people who are into the same thing. You can meet the creators. You can find gold. You can dig around. You can get exposed to new things you've never seen or heard of. I love cons. And, you know, I've been going pretty regularly since, you know, whenever I could, like as a kid. I think maybe the first fan expo I went to was maybe 2002 or something, 2003, maybe earlier. And it wasn't even called Fan Expo back then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everything. I love the community. I love, you know, mainly if you're talking about like actually like what do I love most about Comic Cons, it's comic book stuff. So that's why Artsy Fartsy Comic Con really appeals to me, because there is a strong emphasis on comic books. I like drawings. I like words. I like the pictures. I like the scripting. I like comic books. I want a physical comic to touch and turn pages and be amazed at. And that's why I love Comic Cons.
That's
comics.
Cool. Yep.
I mean,
that's amazing.
Comics
thing.
Are still in the name.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Now, with all these, you said 2002 might have been your first one. Do you have any favorite moments, a memorable moment that may stand out, like meeting someone that you admired or had to hang out with someone or whatever the case may be? Anything stand out?
Sure. Oh, wow. Well, I guess the very first... I've had a few negative experiences meeting creators, but I had an incredibly positive one meeting when I met Stan Lee, which was phenomenal. And that was a really great time. But George Perez, rest in peace, great George Perez. And I don't remember the exact year, but I think it was the year, because I got it signed. I got the Avengers Justice League hardcover slipcase signed by Perez. And but I had met him, I think I met him once before that. And, you know, every time I met him, just a class act, such a positive guy, such a talent, unbelievable. Like, yeah. So definitely George Perez tops the list. And then just meeting so many cool people, just friends and creators and people that I've looked up to. Hulk Hogan. I was standing next to Hulk Hogan in a bathroom one time.
So was
like
I.
An accident. Yeah, I think he just must have like really had to go, or just like didn't care. Like he doesn't worry about security because he's Hulk Hogan. But I was like, oh my god, it's Hulk Hogan.
But you don't say anything, right? That's the rule. You don't say anything in the washroom. No.
And I think he probably knows most people are respectful.
Yes.
Right. And
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So George Perez and Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
I have a song called My Favorite Artist, which is based on an experience. It's not about George Perez, but it's based on a comic book experience I had that was like a negative one. But I wrote a song about it, hopefully. And it's a funny negative. So I'd encourage people to go check it out. But it's, and when I say negative, it's not that bad. But you know, sometimes you meet these people and they're having a bad day. And
yeah, it happens.
They don't care that, you know, this issue of this comic changed your life. Mm-hmm. They're just like, give me my money and move on.
They're just ordinary people, you know, just having a bad day.
Can't fault them, you know?
There you go. Well, we're speaking about Artsy Fartsy Comic Con. So I want to know, what will you be showcasing at your table when people come by to buy stuff? What will you have for them?
Okay, well, I've got The Last Paper Route, which is the comic series that I've created with my best friends, Dave and Alex, which is inspired by my time as a paper boy, and Alex's as well. We were both paper boys way back in the day in those 1990s when the newspapers were so important to people. Mm-hmm. And so I've got that comic book series that I'm really proud of, and we are working on a big conclusion to that. I've also got a big comic project in the works that I'll be talking about and sharing some artwork from. I'm working on an anthology comic that is an illustrated versions of my music. So I've taken my songs and converted them into short 8 to 10 page comics, and I've got just a killer lineup of comic book creators. Steve McNiven is doing the cover. Jason Lowe from Pitiful Human Lizard, he's got a full story. Troy Little, I've got Brenda Hickey.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Dave Howlett, Mike Holmes, who draws the Wings of Fire graphic novels for Scholastic, which are just like, They're beautiful comics. Mm-hmm. Jason Sandberg, who's one of my favorite indie artists, who does this comic called Jupiter. I could just keep going on. Kalman Andrusovsky's got a piece in there. Danny Zabel, Cody Peters. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting somebody. Kelly Tyndall. Anyways, it's this huge anthology that I've been working on behind the scenes, and it's actually been about 3 years in the making. So I'm going to be launching that on Kickstarter a bit later this year. So I'm going to be sharing some artwork previews for that, just to kind of give people a little taste of what's to come. And then I've got, of course, my records, which all features artwork by a ton of incredible comic book creators. So I will have physical vinyl records.
Wow.
And then just some other, you know, some handshakes, high fives, and nerdy conversation is what I have to offer.
That's cool. That's a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, man. I've been pretty busy over here in the Wordburg lair.
That's right. What do they call it? The stacks of wax? That's what you'll have?
That's right, man. Stacks of wax and funny books. That's
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of fun.
The best. Yeah.
Sure. Now, as a professional in the comic book field, you've been doing this for a while, both in front of the table and behind the table. What is one piece of advice that you would pass along to someone who wants to make their own comic book?
Advice. You know, just... You can say all that stuff like don't quit, like don't stop believing in yourself, just do it. I mean, I fully believe in the do-it-yourself model, and it takes longer and it's more work. But if you can prove that you can put out your own comic by yourself, then other people are going to take you seriously. So I've been doing it myself since photocopying comics at Shoppers Drug Mart when I was a kid. You know, like this is like it's do-it-yourself. And, but like also, you know, that's like a really practical thing, but I think like a lot of people don't research sometimes if a comic they're doing or an idea they have or a title they have has been done before. It's such a simple, silly thing. And we're spoiled now that you can just do a quick Google search to find out, hey, is the Cataclysmodactyl taken? Oh, maybe not. Maybe I can still call my comic Cataclysmodactyl, which I'm going to keep now that I've said that.
Sure.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think enough people sort of, because the amount of times I've seen titles repeated or themes repeated, you know, originality's king, especially in comic books.
Yep.
So double check that what you're doing hasn't been done before.
Okay.
And if so, maybe... Yeah. Pivot it. And I don't think that's something people say, you know, because everyone thinks it's an original, and it is an original idea, but make it your original thing. So maybe if you change the name, it can, you know, that can bring it alive, right? But and make it something memorable. There's a lot of forgettable titles out there.
Okay.
Just saying. I should take my own advice, you know, but I just, it's just, you know, after reading thousands and thousands and thousands of comics, right, John? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
It's
Let's give me something that really stands out, you know?
Yeah.
Like I just read two titles I read recently, Nice House on the Lake and Maple Terrace. Both are completely original titles, both completely different. Both like totally blew me away for fully, you know, unrelated reasons, but two brilliant comic books that just kind of like, you know, when you read comics that just excite you about the medium and you're like, okay, cool. So anyways, that's it. I told you I could talk about comics for a while.
Well, that's what we're here for doing. Yeah, that's terrific.
This is
that's
a podcast, terrific. Right? You're like, actually, it's going to be a 200-word article, and that's it.
No. So you got so much on the go. I mean, between your music and the comic books and your other activities, where can people find you online to find out about all the projects you have on the go now and in the future?
Yeah, I got to get a better website, John. I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm just kind of flying through space. Wordburglar.com is the website that I don't update as much as I should, but it will automatically link you to my music. A quick little search, you can find all my stuff. My comics are available digitally. The Last Paper Route, Snake Oars Pizza is up there, as well as a comic I did called Highly Dubious. You might have to dig around for that one. And yeah, Word Burglar. I'm the only Word Burglar in the phone book. So you can find me on all social media. Yeah, I'm on all streaming music services if you want to hear some stuff. And I comic people, check out my latest EP, The Spinner Rack. And we have a single called 1980 Force, which is a music video about the best action figure toy line that never existed. So check out that video for 1980 Force. If I can leave you with one thing, and hopefully it'll give you a chuckle.
That's cool. Well, those are all the questions I've got for you, but is there something? No, I got to ask you, is there something I didn't ask that you want to get across in this interview? Some burning issue? Is there something that you is on your chest you want to get across to people? What would you like to say?
Well, John, I have a question. You are so driven by comics, and we, you know, I, as a fellow comic lover, like, you know, it's just, I want to give you some props for, like, you know, we met in 2018. I know you've been doing the blogging and podcasting for a long time, and your passion for comics and Canadian comics, Canadian creators, you know, it's so important. And I know it's some days it's probably feels like a thankless toil, but it's probably rewarding, I hope, because you're such a comic book aficionado yourself. So first of all, big thank you to you. And like, what are you excited about? Like, what comics have got you? I'm just always curious. I want to know, like, what should I be reading that maybe I'm not reading right now?
Well, I wasn't fishing for compliments, but thank you.
No, man, this is like, it's so key in this, in the comic book world. You know, we need more people like yourself.
Well, it's tough for me in my day job to find time. And I know a lot of people have a comic book pile that they still have to get through. So it is kind of tough. However, I was at Toronto Comic Con, and I picked up a Group of Seven comics. Their latest compendium of books, which is tremendous. I mean, they've got these Canadian figures back in wartime and that sort of thing. I'm a wartime guy. Like, if you were to, you know, find a comic book of that. And there's so much history in Canada too, that people don't realize that it's such a broad place from coast to coast. I mean, there's so many comic books coming out that it's really tough to sort of keep track of everything. But there's a lot of great talent here, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Do you ever get out to any of the East Coast shows?
The last one I went to was Decaf.
Dartmouth. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a fun place out there. In fact, I was out there interviewing people and ran into Ed Brisson and Jed McKay, of all people.
So, yeah, man.
Fun time.
Oh, yeah. They're out there. And actually, Steve McDavid, I'm going to go to Decaf this year, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. So, they run a great show for anybody headed to Nova Scotia. And then there's East Coast Comic Expo as well in New Brunswick. So I don't know. I actually haven't heard when that's happening this year. But yeah, a lot of good shows. A lot of good shows out there.
Thanks to Word Burglar for the chat. You can discover more about Word Burglar on Linktree at linktree.com/thewordburglar and on Instagram at instagram.com/thewordburglar. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is now on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. Remember, you can send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.